Adam Pengilly, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, TK. And Laurie, welcome back, guys. Yeah, Hope you had a nice break.
Good, mate. No, extremely good. Come back with the flu, but apart from that, mate, this is a nice horse. This is a session we saw.
Yeah, he was fantastic, wasn't he, TK? Definitely the star of the show at Rose Hill there on the weekend. I think Chris Waller's got a pretty live chance heading towards some of the big two-year-old races in the autumn. He's going to be a main player, I would have thought, in the Golden Slipper calculations in a couple of months' time. I think probably at this stage, they'll head towards a race like the Inglis Millennium. There's a new race at Warwick Farm run by Inglis, a $2 million race. Looks like he's got most of those horses that have come out of Inglis sales covered at this stage. I know 3 weeks can be a long time in racing, especially with two-year-olds, but it looks a logical next option. I suppose that was a really important win for him there on the weekend at Rose Hill, because a lot of that Inglis prize money doesn't count towards the Golden Slipper. So even though he's third favourite, I think I checked last night with tab.com.au for the Golden Slipper, he probably still needs to win a bit more prize money in some non-Inglis races to shore up a spot in the Golden Slipper. So if he does go that Inglis Millennium, obviously $2 million race, he can swell his prize money bank by a fair bit of money, but it's probably not going to count towards the Golden Slipper. So Chris has got to do a bit of work with him, but he looks a highly talented colt, and I think he'd be there when the whips are cracking in some of the big two-year-old races in a couple of months' time.
Yeah, I read the Sunday papers yesterday, Adam, and I was happy to see Winx has finally aligned to win the world's best racehorse.
Yeah, Laurie, I know we've spoken about it on the program before. I don't take a whole lot of notice of this award. I know it's a pretty prestigious award, but the way the format works, where it's only based on one peak run for the season, not continued excellency or longevity. So that's the reason she's missed out on the last 3 years. And this year, at this stage, unless there's any late adjustments, she's going to have the highest rating along with Cracksman. They're likely to share the award later this week when there's a ceremony in London. I think most of Winx's owners, Debbie Capetus, Peter Tyre, someone from Richard Tweek's family will be over there to accept that award. I dare say she should have won that award. It might be a little bit biased, probably a couple of times already, rather than getting for the first time this week. But yeah, it's good to see her finally recognised as properly the world's best horse.
Yeah, the fact that she hasn't left Australia, obviously that plays against her.
It does to some extent, Laurie, yeah. I suppose. It's probably the handicap is finding a little bit hard to try and line up some of her Australian form against some of this European form. But you can't tell me that some of her peak performances in Cox Plate and Queen Elizabeth the last few years hasn't been better than some of the other performances we've seen from the likes of Gunrunner and Arrogate over there in Dubai and America. So, I don't get too carried away with some of these awards, but I think for a lot of her fans, a lot of her connections, it'd be nice to see her properly recognised as the world's best racehorse for a particular year.
I mean, leaving England and going to France to race.
I know they can do it. It's not a big trip. They're going to Melbourne.
It's like going to Sydney to Melbourne.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's right. And they've got the options over there in Europe to travel across Ireland, France, hop across the Channel. And
it's a shorter trip.
Countries.
Yeah, exactly. But they don't see it like that.
No.
They don't see it like that.
Well, they don't have tape measures over there.
No, but they just see it winning in different countries. Yeah. The horse winning in different countries.
Yeah, but the travel here involved from going from Sydney to Melbourne on a float is a lot more arduous, I would have thought, than hopping across the Channel to France or going across to Ireland to race. So, but they don't seem to take that into account.
Now, mate, what happens with this public voting for the All-Star Mile?
So it opens today, TK. So obviously we've got 100-plus entries for the All-Star Mile. A lot of the trainers put in most of their entries sort of late last week before they close. So from, I think, 9 o'clock today, people can start voting for the All-Star Mile. We've got about a month to try and sort out that process, and then we'll get the top 10 vote-getters. We'll go directly into the race. Then Racing Victoria will announce 4 wildcards. I suppose, obviously, Winx is not there. She hasn't been nominated. The Autumn Sun was a late-ish entry from the Chris Waller stable there last week. I think it's still highly doubtful he'll go towards the race. I think they're looking at the Randwick Guineas, and then they've got options open from there. So we'll wait and see what happens with this public voting. I'm probably going to suggest we might get one or two horses from left field that get included in the in the race if their connections can find a good little campaign to drum up some support. So, yeah, public voting opens today, and we'll see what happens the next few weeks.
Right. Sydney riding ranks are already among the strongest in the nation, but they're about to get even stronger with Andrew Atkins to return and Blake Shinn as well.
Yeah, Blake Shinn's on the way back. Laurie, we spoke about him on the program in the last couple of weeks, but really good news about Andrew Atkins. Had that scare probably about a month or so ago now with some heart issues and found some inflammation around the heart, and he had to take a break, but he's slowly resuming his fitness again. He's been doing a bit of track work and he's looking to get the all clear, I think, later this week to return to race riding. Really, really promising rider. We know it's hard for some of these champion apprentices to come out of their time and then make the transition to the senior ranks. He is one guy who's done it, I'd say, pretty well. So, he's going to be probably top 10 rider in Sydney, I suppose, for a few more years to come if he can maintain his health and his form. So I wish him all the best, and hopefully he's over those heart issues that he had a month or so ago.
How's the punt treated you over the break, mate?
Ordinary, TK. Ordinary. Always find a little bit harder to try and find a winner around Christmas and New Year. I don't know why, but we'll live another day, another dollar, as they say. And some of the big races coming around the corner in autumn, and we'll try and get it back on some of these bookmakers.
It's only a temporary loan.
What do they say, TK? Money lost, nothing lost, confidence lost, everything lost.
Exactly right. No, keep it, hold it together, Adam. Thank you for that.
Thanks, boys. I'll speak to you in the morning.